We begin our classes with Avat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning to Sa'achai Bat Tanya Kohen, and we've been learning about the importance of Chesed and the great wages that Hashem pays a person back for the Chesed he does. So the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Gam yitbonen Adam, a person should also take note, Ech yuchal lisa panav lakadosh v'achu l'vakesh milfanav. How could a person turn to Hashem and say, Sim shalom, God, please give us peace, tova, good, uvracha, and blessing, chen, v'chesed, v'rachamim. All these wonderful things we ask of Hashem every day, three times a day. Im be'atzmo, ino rotze l'rachim, l'asot chesed, l'chavero. He asks Hashem for rachamim, for chesed. What kind of person is he to his fellow man? Uvemet gam kol ha'bakashot, she'adam itvalel la'kadosh baruch hu she'iti v'itchased imo. And in truth, all requests that a person asks Hashem, a person says, Hashem, please help me, make it good for me. If a person himself does not go in the way of chesed, it's very difficult to expect that Hashem will accept his prayer. And especially when it comes to panasah she'adam mevakesh tamid lifnei Hashem yitbarach. You know, a person always asks Hashem, help me out with my panasa. Help me make a good living. Yadua shu talui rak b'chastosh l'kadosh baruch hu. It's known, based on the Gemara and Tanit, other sources, that panasa is contingent on chesed from Hashem. Uchmo shanu umrim batfila. And just as we say it in our own Shmoneh Esrei, we say, Hashem is mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Hashem supports, He sustains our lives, He gives us the panasa that we need, that we make a decent living. That's all bechesed. Ma she'inken kshiyargil atzmo tamid b'midat tova azo. Now, if a person is always accustomed to doing this good trait, to doing kindness with his fellow man, bevaday titkabel tefilato lifnei Hashem yitbarach, certainly Hashem will accept his prayer, ve'yaseh bakashato, and Hashem will do what he asks. U'kmo shamru chazal, and like Chazal taught us in the Medrash on Tehillim, Medrash Shocher Tov. Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. There is a discussion between Ben Azai and Rabbi Akiva. Chad amar mishu gumel chasadim yeh mevusar shenishma tfilato. One of them said, whoever does chesed, whoever does kindness, he should have news that Hashem accepts his prayer. Sheneemar ziru lachem tzedakah kitzru lefi chesed. The verse says, plant charity and harvest the chesed, the kindness. Makti v'charav, what is the continuation? Hosea, yeah? Ve'ed lidroshet Hashem. And so you have time to ask of Hashem. Shum itpalel ha'kadosh baruch hu v'hu na'aneh. That person can ask Hashem and he'll get what he asks for. Ve'en v'usar she'tfilato nishmat. And he will have news that whatever he asked for, he received. V'achinam, the other opinion says, einikim v'tel divrei Rebbe. I don't want to undo what he said. I just want to add, v'ani b'rov chasdecha avo v'itecha, miyad anini b'emet ishecha. With God's great kindness, he comes to the Bet HaMikdash, and when he asks in front of Hashem in the Bet HaMikdash, when he has done kindness, then anini b'emet ishecha, Hashem answers him with his truth, with his salvation. So what we saw today, we saw that when a person wants things from Hashem, if he's done chesed, then he has room to ask. If he's going to ask Hashem for chen, chesed, rachamim, as we ask in every tefillah, three times a day, if he hasn't been in fulfillment of those traits himself, it's very difficult to expect that Hashem will give him what he asked for. And parnasa specifically, the Chafetz Chaim mentioned, is contingent on Hashem's chesed. So when we do chesed, that's a good segula that we will have a good parnasa. And we concluded with a quote as to whether chesed alone will cause a person to have his tefillot answered, or it's chesed together with davening in a shul, together with davening in a place of worship.